All right, returning now to our top story in the war in Ukraine. Ukrainian forces have regained territory from Russian troops in recent days in a counteroffensive that's happened really quickly. Let's bring in Hoda Abdelhamid, who is in Kharkiv for us. Hoda, you've traveled with the Ukrainian army to one of the areas they recently recaptured. Tell us about what you saw.
Well, indeed, we traveled to a town called Balaklia, which when the Ukrainians captured back on September 7th, it really meant a significant win and took everyone here in the country by surprise. Even though if you go to that town, it is quite a small town. Well, we went through the side roads, through villages, and what we saw is actually quite a fair amount of destruction considering the those are remote rural villages. We saw also signs of a chaotic retreat of the Russian army. A lot of military hardware abandoned, ammunition abandoned. Villagers did tell us that it was. They heard a lot of chaos on that day. That day being September 6th, they saw some Russian soldiers, and they say that among them there were also people who were fighting on behalf of one of the two self-proclaimed republics, the Lugansk People's Republic, and they were trying to put on their civilian clothes or take off their uniforms, storming into abandoned houses to try to find anything they could get. We didn't see the amount of destruction and the amount of evidence of war crimes that was discovered when the Russians retreated north of Kyiv in places like Bucha and Irpin. Nevertheless, we did assist to an exhumation of two bodies that were parked in a little plot of land at the end of Balaklia. We also were taken to the police station where it was really, really messy and chaotic. There was a lot of things left behind, papers right everywhere. And then the police took us to a few cells where there were electrical cables hanging, and they were saying that that was evidence that there were torture. We spoke to one man who told us that indeed that happened in that police station.
Hoda, you've covered this conflict since the early days in February. Do you get a sense that we are at a turning point right now with this counteroffensive from the Ukrainians?
I think it's too early to say at this stage, and that is something you'd hear a lot from the military. Certainly, they do have the momentum. Certainly, their spirits are high because they have stormed through large swathe of lands. They have taken over now or recaptured about 200 to 300 settlements. That is an estimated between 4,000 to 6,000 square kilometers. But this is a long battle, and the Russians still hold large part of the country, whether it's in the Donbas region or in the south, in the Kherson region. And one of the estimates put that amount of land still in Russian hands, about 120,000 square kilometers. And the Ukrainians do say that when it comes to equipment, when it comes to manpower, I would say, or soldiers, they are outnumbered by the Russians. So yes, they have the momentum. Yes, they are happy with what they have. But this is a job that is far from over, and it won't be over anytime soon. Now, for the Ukrainians, the challenge is how long can they keep the territory they've taken already as they continue pushing? What will the Russians' next move be? Mm. It's anyone's guess at the moment. Yes, they have been, they still have air superiority. Strikes happen here in Kharkiv on a regular basis, on a daily basis, but not only here. We heard that, for example, Bakhmut, which is in further east in the country, has also been under heavy shelling overnight. So the Russians still have capability. And at the moment, we're not getting any indication from Moscow on what could their next move be. Okay. So certainly the Ukrainians are high-spirited, feel that they have the momentum, but they have a lot to do yet.
Hoda, thank you very much for that. Al Jazeera's Hoda Abdelhamid reporting there live from Kharkiv in northeastern Ukraine.